Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hanna Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Breonna has taken us on to a place that we can't even imagine.
That's good.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As part of the Artemis 1 mission set to launch on August 29th, the Space Launch System, the most powerful rocket ever built, will eventually catapult the Orion spacecraft further into space than any human-built vehicle intended to carry astronauts. The late August SLS mission will be carrying a secondary payload, a series of shoebox-sized satellites that will be jettisoned as it travels towards the moon. Some Baltimore voters are now getting their 2020 ballots.
More than 24 Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail nearly 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 cast for then-President Donald Trump. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The Biden administration, after the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, has many Americans weary of their ability on foreign affairs. Now the administration wants to deal with the mostly lying regime of Iran. Representative Michael McCaul, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, has a problem with the Biden administration reinstating the Iran nuclear deal in the coming months.
Keep the sanctions on, keep the pressure up, but we've seen before this type of deal doesn't really work. And I think, again, going back to the IAEA, which is an objective, independent body, they've lied to us with these 3 undisclosed locations where they found uranium particles, and yet they want that to be buried in this deal and never inspected or investigated again.
The National Football League is working to get Thursday night football as popular as Monday night.
Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in Week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday Night Football makes its regular season debut during Week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Kyle Schadler in the house, and we're going to be talking about the FBI in just a second. Just a quick reminder, for more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Kyle is the director and senior analyst for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, the Center for Security Policy. Kyle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, a lot of conversation about the FBI. And understandably so, for all that the FBI has put us through in the most recent years. And, you know, we had a major cleanup back in the 70s, you know, post J. Edgar Hoover. And there was a lot to be learned there. But the one thing about the bureaucracy and power and control, it is never ending. It is a force unto itself. And if you do not remain vigilant on said power and control, you have the modern day version of the FBI that is making us all very uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned the 1970s, and at that period, the FBI was accused of being a little overzealous in targeting you know, domestic terrorists like the Weather Underground, domestic subversive groups such as the Black Panther Party and the like. So it's not necessarily the case that their targets were wrong, but it was simply that they were going outside the law. They were skirting the law in order to get people that they felt were threats to the U.S. What is happening now, I think, is categorically different. And so we need to treat it with increased concern. And that is, the FBI is now acting as a political police on behalf of one party and against members of another party. And that is something that a Republican form of government simply cannot tolerate.
Exactly. I mean, here it is. You've got the kidnapping of a governor in play, and you find out the FBI's fingers are all over that. January 6th, there's still yet more to understand what's going on, but it's clear some FBI operatives were involved. And then, of course, the most recent outrage that is really causing a lot of brain damage here is the search and seizure at a former president's home.
That's right. And, you know, it's simply the case that the FBI's behavior cannot be tolerated. It has acted as the sword and shield of the Democratic Party for at least 6 years now. You go back to the exoneration of Hillary Clinton, who had classified material on her computer, and unlike the former president of the United States, did not have the authority to declassify any of those materials that she chose to take home. You have the FBI raiding the home of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, because President Biden's daughter can't keep a hold of her diary. You have examples of them going after President Trump with the Russian collusion hoax, including an FBI agent who was actually convicted for lying and obstructing justice in that case. And he, of course, got nothing more than a slap on the wrist. And when you take all of these things and you look at the performance of FBI Director Christopher Wray when he's called before congressional and Senate hearings, and he's smirking, he's imperious, he does not take them seriously. He urges the congressman to let him go because he's got to catch his private taxpayer-funded flight vacation spot. The FBI does not take seriously the oversight of elected officials whose responsibility it is to watch them. And that's why I have argued that the FBI not only needs to be investigated, it's been investigated. There have been IG reports that have looked into bad behavior from the FBI for many, many years. Nothing has been done about it. But it needs to be ultimately abolished. It needs to be taken apart. The very critical role that the FBI plays, they have a number of important functions that they play. Those functions need to be taken away from the FBI and given to agencies and departments that the American people have confidence.
And, of course, Chris Wray knows that there's a problem here, and he's not in total denial. I mean, he's in defiance of Congress, and he doesn't want to be held accountable. But he knows he's got problems, and meanwhile, he comes on and he tells people, hey, don't get upset with us. You know, you cannot challenge the FBI. We're beyond scrutiny. And if you do that, I mean, that's really, you know, firming up this idea of domestic terrorism, and, guess what? You better have some firepower, because we have all the guns and ammunition and big government on our side.
Well, you're right. Christopher Wray does have a problem. The FBI has always been an agency that has been very, very cautious about protecting its image. But you now have a situation where large numbers of the American people, including almost a third of Democrats, were willing to agree to the proposition when Rasmussen polled them that the FBI was acting as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo.
Exactly.
So if that's how even a third of Democrats view the FBI, he has a very, very serious problem. And this notion that the American people challenging a agency that is operating as a political police is a threat to democracy is, it just beggars belief.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the sort of propaganda line that they have chosen, and it's completely unacceptable. And hopefully, after a midterm situation, we get a new Congress changeover. The majority in Congress needs to say to the FBI, "Your behavior is unacceptable, and we are going to change it. We're going to change it today."
It's going to take an awesome backbone. I mean, for that to happen, I mean, because you are really bucking up against the establishment and, one of the layers of the deep state. And I can only pray, Kyle, like you, that we would have said courage, because that's what's needed at this time. I mean, it is begging for courage. It's not like you got to go in and, attack the FBI or do any of that. But, the problem that they have, I say they, Christopher Wray and the management, is that, count all the problems the FBI has done and the actions that they've done, just as you cited, whether we're talking about Hillary Clinton, things about with Barack Obama, Eric Holder, I mean, on and on, and then, how they've been relentless, about Donald Trump, and of course this latest episode, without any concern whatsoever that this is a former president and what kind of political implication, what this would do in terms of the perception of the people. And then let's not forget the language that came out of the FBI from the sorts of, McCabe and Peter Strzok and the rest of them, the way they talked about the common man, you could smell them in Walmart. Stuff like this is like, wait a minute, that's quite telling, because that really speaks to the underbelly and the culture and the mindset of the FBI, doesn't it?
I think it does. You're absolutely right. The message it sends when the FBI feels comfortable raiding the home of a former president, I mean, what does that say to a freshman congressman that may find himself on the Judiciary Committee in the new House? Is he going to feel like he can stand up to the FBI, which is an agency he's supposed to have oversight over, when he knows that they will raid the home of a former president, they will arrest presidential advisors, and carry them away in shackles?
Yeah.
And that's why I say that the new Congress has to go in and say, win, lose, or draw, absolutely no quarter is going to be given. We are going to abolish the FBI, full stop. Because
right.
If they go in and say, we're going to do do some investigations, or they go in and
I agree. Kyle, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Kyle Scheidler after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Kyle Scheidler continues with us, the director and senior analyst for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, the Center for Security Policy. I know for some it may be shocking to hear the black and white conclusive statement that Kyle just made about the FBI. It's not about investigating. I think we have enough information to know that the FBI is compromised. And what happens, sadly, Kyle, to your point, you're exactly right. In Congress, they have these kind of show trials. I mean, they go nowhere. I mean, all these supposed investigations. I mean, you got to really determine how serious you are about this. Either you're going to move forward, you're going to make some, you know, changes quick about this, or you're going to empower a special prosecutor. But even to that end, I agree with you. I think that that's a lot of fluff without true substance that's going to get the job done. Otherwise, we're going to continue to put up with this. And, you know, how much more damage can the FBI do when we're 2 years away from a general election for a president?
I think that's right. And, you know, the one thing that bureaucrats really do care about is their rice bowls, what they call their little areas of expertise that they focus on, the departments that they manage, these kinds of things. And the FBI is not afraid of investigations. They are not even really afraid of individual FBI agents being held accountable for bad behavior. But they are afraid of losing control over those things that they manage. So I think if a Congress went in or a president went in and said, we're going to take away from you the counterintelligence portfolio, which you have abused and used to target your political opponents. We're going to take that away from you. We're going to give it to another department. We're going to give it to a department that the U.S., the American people have confidence in. That would be something that would scare them. That would be something that they would take seriously. And it might even inspire people inside the FBI who actually want to do the work, who actually care about American security, to say, you know, hey, maybe I can blow the whistle. Maybe I can tell people what's going on, because the decision has already been made. And this guy above me, my superior, who I know is a bad actor, he's not going to be my boss any longer. So I can go out and I can tell the truth about what's really going on.
Well, you're exactly right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, we often hear, well, 99% of the FBI, I don't know how people come up with that number, but whatever it is. I mean, we know that the fish always dies from the head down, and the leadership has put a lid. There's no doubt that they put a harsh lid on the rank and file, and you're not going to right now, under the current regime and the way it's set up, you're going to be hard pressed. Not to mention the fact when you have a cooperative media that's going along to get along, they're not doing any research, they're not doing any deep dive into this stuff, and they're not trying to, you know, find the deep throats that are there, you know, the quality individuals that support the value and the principles of what the FBI was, supposed to be about. And there's a lid on them. You're exactly right. And until that lid is taken off, you're going to be hard pressed to really find out. But what we're doing is that even as hard pressed as it is, you can see the fruit of the FBI, and it stinks. I mean, it's obvious. It's like, wait a minute. If you're supposed to have a tree that's producing this type of fig and you're getting rotten peaches, something's wrong with the root here, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's part of the problem of the bureaucracy and the bureaucratic culture of the FBI. In order to advance in the FBI, you need to go to the Washington field office, and you need to engage in a lot of political behavior in order to move yourself up. And what that means is FBI agents who really just want to catch bad guys, that actually want to stop terrorists, actually want to stop enemy spies, those guys are relegated to field offices in the hinterland, and they never have a chance to get promoted. And so I've often argued, hey, why don't we do what the U.S. Marshals Service does, and have each region of the FBI have that person appointed directly by the president and confirmed by the Senate. That might be a situation where the power of the Washington field office and all of these political apparatchiks might be broken. That would be one step. But I really think that ultimately, at the end of the day, the agency known as the FBI has to be broken up. Its powers have to be given to new and different agencies. But when we do that, you know, and as frustrated as the American people are with the FBI, and rightfully so, we do have to remember this country has enemies, foreign and domestic. There are terrorists. There are spies that are out there trying to do us harm. And there are tasks that the FBI is supposed to be doing that need to be done. And frankly, frankly, the FBI is not doing them terribly well either.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when you,
so on and so forth.
Yeah, and you have a school shooting where they had contact with the shooter on 32 occasions, and they couldn't figure this out. I mean, what does that say?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, you have now the term that we often use in my field is a known wolf, which is one of these terrorists that the FBI says was on their radar before the attack, and yet they were unable to do anything to prevent it. Apparently because they spend all their time manufacturing cases, as appears to be the case in the Whitmer alleged kidnapping.
Kidnapping, case. Right, exactly. And again, God only knows the whole truth about what happened on January 6th. Kyle, basically what you're saying and what seems obvious is, you know, they got their eye off the ball. I mean, there's so many distractions right now, especially, in, you know, when you get involved with politics. I mean, you got to worry about diversity, equity, inclusion. You got to worry about pronouns, all this stuff, you know, even the military. It's like, well, what does that have to do with keeping us safe? You know, I don't care about pronouns. I just keep about, you know, all I care about is making sure the American people are safe and you're doing your job and you're fulfilling the mission on hand. But, you know, unfortunately, the big takeaway, I believe, for us in the culture today is to see that, you know, politics in itself is so, it's just corrupt. You know, so much so that people don't even want to identify with one party anymore. And I'm saying, well, good, because what you need to identify with is the main party, and that's the American Party. The United States of America, that's what unites us. All this other petty stuff between the politics and, you know, FBI getting involved with it. I mean, they're as insidious as the American people are right now that are arguing, you know, over the color of ketchup just to argue. I mean, come on, give me a break.
No, you're exactly right. And the agencies and the bureaucratic system, the administrative state, the deep state, if you'll accept that term, they take advantage of playing these partisan games in order to avoid all scrutiny or oversight. So, for example, you know, if Congress is in one party's hands and the president's in the other, if they don't like what the president is doing, the FBI or these other agencies will run to Congress and say, oh, Congress, protect us from the mean president who's trying to keep us from doing our jobs. And if they don't like what Congress is doing, they'll run to the president and say, oh, you know, we're an executive branch. You don't have any authority over us. Only the president can tell us what to do. And they play these games. And ultimately what they actually want is a bureaucracy where they have no oversight. And that is not, I mean, that's just not the system that the founders designed for us. They designed a system where elected officials that were elected by the people would make the real decisions about what happens in this country. And you have agencies like the FBI that, you know, look at that statement that Merrick Garland put out, and a statement that Christopher Wray put out. They are putting these agencies and these bureaucracies over and above any sort of elected oversight. They're saying, we are an entity of the United States superior to those that you elected and you chose, America. And that's unacceptable.
Exactly. And don't threaten them. I mean, and the threat behind the threat was that, you know, the FBI was going to have full approval of the Justice Department to defend themselves no matter how they saw fit, no matter how they define an attack, right?
Yeah, I mean, and look at what of late our government officials in the FBI and in the DOJ have described as threats or as attacks. They have engaged in this process where language and speech that they don't like is equivalent to domestic terror.
Exactly.
We saw them. I know. Saw them do this with the school board protests.
We're out of time. Look forward to having you back. We got to keep this conversation going. You're always welcome, okay? Kyle Scheidler, who's been with us, director and senior analyst for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, the Center for Security Policy. Have a great day, Kyle. Thank you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hannah Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Breonna has taken us on to a place that we can't even imagine.
That's good.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Jerry Jenkins, yes, the one and only, who has written more than 200 books, including 21 New York best-selling books, more than 72 million copies in cumulative sales, known for biblical fiction and end times fiction, the Left Behind series, you recall, and many other genres. He's also written several biographies, including those of Hank Aaron, Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Oral Hershiser, assisted Billy Graham with his autobiography. Jerry, what a life it has been for you, huh?
Well, it's been fantastic, Bill. I really feel blessed, and so fun to be on with you today.
Well, you know, I'm especially in admiration of people who have taken the gifts and talents that God has given them, and it's just, you know, gone out and served people with those gifts and blessed people, you know, with your writing gifts, and it doesn't stop there. I mean, you also mentor and you're training other writers as well.
Yeah, I do feel obligated to pay it forward. It's been such a fantastic career, and I do feel blessed. But it's kind of interesting. People often assume because I've written so many books that I was called to write, and actually, as a teenager, I was called to full-time Christian work, and I was already a sports writer, and I thought I would have to give up the writing and study for the ministry of, you know, missionary or pastor or something like that. But a counselor told me, often God equips us before he calls us, and so don't give up that writing. That may be what he's equipped you with to fulfill this call. And so that's really been my life, and you know, it's changed my view of success. To me, success is just obeying the call. So once I write the book, the rest of it is up to the marketplace and up to God.
Well, sports has been a big part of your start, as you mentioned. That's why the biographies of Hank Aaron and Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Oral Hershiser as well. I mean, what an honor to write their stories. And, of course, you know, we got news this week of the passing of the legendary sportscaster Vin Scully.
Yeah, that's been something. He was a devout man of faith. It's been mm-hmm. interesting to hear some of those reports and hear some of the things he said on the air. And that's a huge loss. He was really the best probably that ever was.
Yeah, I was blessed because I grew up in Southern California, so I remember as a kid, a 6-7-year-old kid, listening with my old transistor radio. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Those old radios with a little bit of a metal antenna sticking out, and you know, just putting your ear up against it to catch every bit of the description of Vin Scully. He was such an artiste in calling baseball.
Yeah, that's before all this, all the technology that allows us to see almost every game on TV now. But yeah, I can remember as a kid hearing ball games from hundreds of miles away, listening to no hitters in the middle of the night. It was great fun.
Yeah, good fun. Hey, well, let's talk The Chosen. This is the second book, which is with rhyme and reason of the second season of The Chosen. Come and see.
Yeah, this is really an interesting sort of deconstruction, because most TV shows or movies are based on books. In this case, my novels are based on the TV show. So the show itself obviously is based on the Bible, but the writers there have imagined conversations and other characters and things that could have led up to these biblical events, and then they portray the biblical events exactly as we see them in Scripture. Mm-hmm. And with the novel, I'm watching these episodes sometimes 20 times. I never get tired of one scene. They all move me every time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm to add, you know, inner monologue, inner dialogue, and the thoughts and feelings of characters, and even more backstory. Mm-hmm. So it's been an interesting deal. I helped Dallas get started in his movie career years ago before he went to Hollywood. But now this is his own deal, and mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just pressing my nose up against the glass and asking if I could play too.
Exactly. I get that. It's like, hey, you know, it's like I was talking with Dallas. It's like your dad said, it's all your fault now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't mess it up. But still, you know, for you as a father, lots of emotions, you know, for your son, but also, you know, the team, as you mentioned, I mean, these are gifted writers, and, you know, just when we've been able to experience and, you know, in the seasons of The Chosen and what they bring to bear, you know, in their interpretation of Scripture and the biblical narrative. I imagine for you, you know, I often talk about when we're exposed to the Word of God, you get those Salem moments, those moments that stop you in your tracks, that you have to pause and really chew on what, you know, God just served up for you, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And my wife and I just returned yesterday from a trip to Texas. We were on the set and got to watch Dallas in his element. I mean, he's not only the creator of this and one of the writers, but, you know, he's also directing. And really, he's in charge of over 200 people, cast and crew. It's just become a huge phenomenon, over 400 million views. And just to see that, I remember when I was 8 years old, I had rheumatic fever and was in the hospital for about 3 weeks. And my mother took that opportunity to help me memorize the entire chapter 3 of the book of John. Mm. And to see that scene of Nicodemus visiting Jesus by night come to life decades later on the screen based on my son's creation there.
Yeah.
Just that's an incredible full circle moment.
Yeah, I bet. Jerry, you know, when you consider where the culture is right now, some would describe it as post-Christian. Still, 80% of the country says they believe in God. But, you know, we see a lot of strange things that have entered into the culture, as it's been clear that though they say 80%, there's been a movement away from God. Why is it, do you think, The Chosen is resonating to the level of interest that it has?
Well, I really think the key to it, for one thing, as you know, was born of failure. Dallas had a movie that we all thought was going to be a huge hit, including the studio, and it just bombed the first weekend and basically ended his Hollywood career. And he was devastated, and he thought, well, I was doing this for God. If he doesn't want me to do this, I'll do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And he got this idea for The Chosen, and it just exploded. And the key to it was he doesn't care now about material success or awards or great reviews. He just says, I want to obey. And the bottom line for The Chosen is authenticity. He wants mm-hmm. these characters to be real, not stained glass window paintings, not statues. Obviously, Jesus is perfect and hard to identify with, but the fix for that is to give Jesus the sense of humor that we sense he has from the Old Testament.
Right.
Makes him accessible. And people are telling us every day, I'm back to the Bible, I'm reading these stories and reading about these people, and I can picture them in my mind, and it's that authenticity, that accessibility that's making this work.
Well, traditionally, when we have read the Bible, we've stayed true to the lines, and it's rare that somebody goes in between and finds those areas of, the gap areas where, is open for interpretation, not violation of Scripture, but just, okay, what impact does it have? And I believe Dallas and the team have kind of taught us and have led us in that sense, and people are reading the Bible and the Word of God a little bit differently now, don't you think?
Yeah, I know I am. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been, I was raised in the church, been reading the Bible my whole life, went to Moody Bible Institute, right out of high school, but I always had trouble sort of picturing these disciples other than sort of marching men with big gray beards and, I couldn't tell them apart. Yeah. And now I can envision these actors playing these roles. And, anybody that, some people say, well, don't allow this to substitute for the Bible. That's the last thing on Dallas's mind and on his team's mind. They want people back to the Bible, back to their church and getting to know Jesus in a new way.
Yeah, because that is the foundation, after all. We're visiting with Jerry Jenkins, his second installment of The Chosen, Come and See, the New York Times bestseller. Will continue with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jerry Jenkins continues with us. We're talking about his new book. This is part two, The Chosen, Come and See. Jerry, for you to do this second installment, when did you think it was right? It was time to do this one.
Well, they want a novel to come out after each season and when people are waiting for the next season. So that's the, sort of the timing on it. And, you know, as we said before, usually a TV show is based on a novel like this. This is the other way around.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so the season appears and then I write the novel to accompany that, and then that gives some people something to read while they're waiting for the next season.
Exactly.
It takes several months to write, but I'll tell you, it's a joy. The joke in our family is that Dallas used to be known as my son, and now I'm known as his father.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when the baton is turned over and the son picks up his craft, and especially, like you said, I mean, here you know, when he was in Hollywood, and I know I spoke with Dallas about this, and you related it so perfectly. You know, what a disappointment. You think that you're on a mission from God, that everything's going, and then God says, nope, I got a better idea. But it's hard to see at that time, and it's probably the same way, like here's Abraham taking his one and only son up on the mountain, and he's thinking he's going to sacrifice his son, and then God says, well, I got a better idea.
Yeah, I was just about as heartbroken as Dallas was when that movie failed. And the irony of that is people hear that story because he tells it. I mean, it's, you know, anytime you tell a success born of failure, it's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. And people hear about this movie, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, and they say, well, you know, what happened? What was wrong with that movie? And they find it on one of the streaming services or somewhere, and they watch it. And now it's becoming a success because people are saying, hey, that was a good movie. It may not have had the right marketing or whatever approach, but it was good. And so even the failure has turned into a modicum of success here.
Well, and here it is, you know, the Chosen series has broke records for being the largest crowdfunded project ever. I mean, talk about setting up a whole new paradigm that, you know, Hollywood just would not have the capacity to consider, but God did.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are trying to imitate it, and I think what they miss is it isn't just the gimmick. It isn't just the crowdfunding and allowing it to be shown for free if people will help pay it forward and that type of thing. It has to be a quality piece. You do this with some mediocre movie and it just dies.
But exactly, right.
You get this on the screen and that's where all these people from, you know, tens of thousands of people have contributed tens of millions of dollars to this just because of, I think, of the quality of the piece and that God is in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, you know, Jerry, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I learned early on that it's either message or the money. If you got the message, you got the story, that'll carry the day. But if you don't, then you better have lots of money. And, you know, we see this time and time again with Hollywood movies that just bomb, and they're, you know, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars invested in these bombs. And, you know, but here it is. You just have to be, you know, have this sense of awe. And thankfulness to God that God's hand is upon this, because, and I know Dallas admits this readily, that, you know, but for the hand of God, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, he says frequently, this show is so much better than I am, and speaking for himself, you know, he says, I don't want to be falsely modest, I'm giving my all to this, but so many things have come out that I would never have thought of, and, yeah, it's just been really something special and fun to watch.
Yeah, it's like a friend of mine explains, it's God's super on our natural. You know, yeah. We have natural gifts, but when God's put his super on it, it's like, you know, you stand back. I mean, you get out of the glory. You know, you just, it's all, you know, it's all glory to God in that regard. With some of the characters that you include in The Chosen Come and See, you know, what is your hope for readers to get out of these characters that you've chosen?
What we really want is for people to see themselves in these characters. And, you know, so often we see the disciples who became the apostles, and they're the kings of the church, and you know, those great icons that we put on pedestals. And what we have to realize is they were all human. They were all flawed. They all made mistakes. All but Jesus, of course. But when you see, you know, even Mary Magdalene, they have a scene in season two where she backslides. She goes back to her old life. And some people said, oh, how could that happen after she was redeemed? Well, doesn't it happen to you and me, even though we're redeemed? I mean, something triggers us and we do something stupid and we feel terrible. And those scenes of her coming back to Jesus and not even wanting to look him in the face and him forgiving her, those are moving every time. Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we serve a redemptive God, and time and again, the redemption story is manifest in that, including Peter. Peter, after denying Jesus, I mean, he goes to his nets, right? Goes back to some of his old ways. And of course, that story is yet to be told in The Chosen. But again, we see this time and again, the humanity, like you said, of his disciples. And when I was talking with Dallas in Dallas a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, you know, I just so appreciate the way you treated our Lord, that you made him relatable and human. Like you said, you bring up some, you know, comedy that, you know, Jesus must have been a hoot. I bet, you know, if you were around the bonfire in there, he'd probably be cracking you up.
Yeah, in fact, there's a, you know, not too much of a spoiler, but there's a scene coming down the road where the disciples are sitting around a campfire after a day of hidden teaching parables, and they're horsing around and they're arm wrestling, and one of the guys loses for the first time, and one of the others says to Jesus, "I can't believe he lost," and Jesus said, "Even I didn't see that coming."
Yeah, it's and the thing also too is there's comedic timing. I mean, you know, the cast, you know, Remy in that, he is just great in the role of Jesus, and the way he comes across and you know, the timing of the humor, it's there without you know, with a touch of subtleness, but yet you know it's coming from Jesus, and it has a special impact because like you said, it's a little bit unsuspecting.
Yeah, I think the casting has been part of the genius of this, because the main thing Dallas wanted, he said, I don't want white Anglo-Saxon Protestants playing these roles of Middle Easterners. I need Middle Eastern people who look the part. Now, we've got some white Romans. That makes sense. But beyond that, beyond just their look, the auditions and things like that that these guys went through, Dallas and his casting team really found, I mean, this is just a brilliant cast. They get along well together. They love the work, and they love just the whole atmosphere on the set. So I think that's all contributing to the success of it.
You know, Jerry, we look at what's happening in the world today. You know, signs are abounding. You worked with Dr. Graham in his autobiography. In fact, he stated in a rare commentary, and you're very well aware of this, when he was asked about, you know, are these the end times? Are we in the last days? He said these, I think to quote, he said, these are the last of the last days. He saw the signs quite clearly. And here we are, you know, seeing these signs that Revelations points to, talks about, plagues, talks about the release of evil spirits. They are abounding. And, you know, here you are. You co-authored this massive best-selling series, the Left Behind series, with the late Tim LaHaye. How do you approach, how do you perceive what's happening in our world today based on, you know, your the totality of your experience as a man of faith and as a writer, and a writer that was called to, you know, address some of these issues that we're now starting to see?
Yeah, it sure seems like we're headed for something, and something soon, because you just wonder how much worse it can get and how long God will tarry. Now, in his mercy, he may wait one more day, and in his economy of time, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. I can't imagine it's going to be 1,000 more of our years, because God told us to watch and wait for the imminent return. And we're definitely in the depths of this thing that the scripture talks about, where evil people call good bad and bad good. I mean, that exactly. Is obvious, so obvious today. So I just hope everybody's watching and waiting and ready and won't be left behind.
Well, you know, for all of us, and even, you know, Jesus had grieved over Jerusalem and Israel because they missed their appointed time. We have about a little over a minute left here, Jerry. And I think as we draw closer and closer, there are appointed times that are abounding. That our prayer is that as much as it would count on any one of you, that you would not miss your appointed time to come to the salvation of Christ, right?
Amen. That's really what we should all be living for, is to make sure that everybody knows. And not everyone will agree, not everyone will believe, but they deserve to know, to know what they're rejecting, if they're going to reject, and know what might happen if they're left behind.
Exactly. Informed consent, a unique concept these days, but here it is. I mean, even the book of Romans says there's only so much to your ignorance that is, you know, covered by God's grace and mercy. At some point, you're going to have that that really final appointed time in front of God, who will judge you. And what will he say to you?
Exactly. We're all going to face the judgment, and I just pray we're ready.
Amen. Jerry Jenkins has been with us, New York Times best-selling author. His second installment of The Chosen, Come and See, will now be linked on our website and available, right, Jerry?
It will. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you for being with us, Jerry. God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen.